What was once old is now new again. Substituting the name of Jesus with words like Yeshua and Yahweh is just another in a long line of satanic word games. In today's episode, we explore the Judaizers behind it and why you should reject it, and them. I'm Darren Kalama, and this is the FirstBibleNetwork.com.
The latest news, history, and analysis from the perspective of the first Christians.
Tune into the FBN, worldwide, 24/7 radio stream.
Over the last 2,000 years, Jews and Judaizers they fund and orchestrate have found and created myriad ways to pervert and subvert Christianity, some more destructive than others. These efforts have ebbed and flowed with varying degrees of success. In pre-Nicene Christianity, we find Judaizers and sects like the Ebionites pimping Hebrew laws and customs, demanding Christians celebrate Easter on Saturdays and do it according to lunar cycles, lying to people and telling them they must be circumcised to be saved, demanding they adhere to 613 Hebrew laws involving everything from money lending to what sections of a bug were okay to eat. Luckily, the Apostle Paul stepped in and cut a lot of that off at the satanic bud at the Council of Jerusalem in 48 AD, where these Judaizers were largely kicked to the curb, and kicked there in total agreement by all of the apostles. But like roaches, they scattered, only to reemerge from their nests later and in larger numbers, notching large victories at the Council of Nicaea, defacing and rewriting the first Christian Bible, and stapling the Hebrew Torah onto it after renaming it the Old Testament. Remember when we talked about those satanic word games in the beginning? That's Exhibit A. FBN and the Marcionite Christian Church have done countless episodes on these events, and I'll have links in the show notes so you can view and listen to them if you're interested. But let's fast forward to the early 1900s, and there we see a new wave of Judaizers pimping their Jew-worshipping through something called the Scofield Bible. It gained traction, and its rapturous nutjob adherents pining for a 1,000-year kingdom ruled by another failed Jew Messiah are still with us today. Moving the timeline further to the late 1970s, we see the genesis of a more sophisticated and financed attack with big money from Israel jump-starting the careers of America's most talented carnival barkers. Truly, the 1980s and 90s were the golden age of the Judaizers. Jim and Tammy Baker, remember them? Pat Robertson, Schuller, Hagee. They were building crystal palaces on golden mountains with bag after bag of 30 silver coins from Israel. In fact, Israel even bought Jerry Falwell his own Lear jet in exchange for subverting Christianity and Judaizing the gospel. To this day, it remains a theological mystery how Jerry, his bags of Judas coins, and his fat ass were able to actually fit onto that plane. You'll notice these same hucksters pimping RNA bioweapon injections and using their fake churches as mass vaccination centers. Hey, pick up the clue phone, pal. That's not a vaccine. They aren't men of God, and those aren't churches. And they loved words like Yeshua and Yahweh. For them, Jesus was just the punchline right before they flashed the 1-800 number on the screen for you to call. And today is no different. They think that by using these secret, mysterious Hebrew names, they're somehow gaining access to hidden knowledge or making a more ancient, profound connection with Jesus or God. Only they know the real God, the real Jesus. But when you do that, you're no different from Gnostics in a Dan Brown novel. Secret knowledge, no different from the Talmud, Gematria, Kabbalah wizards, and twirling magic chickens. Simply put, you've been deceived, and it was your pride that set up the fall. There is no Da Vinci Code. But there is a hell for these Judaizers who tricked you into muzzling the name of Jesus. I mean, what's next for you? Ouija boards and seances? You better sit down and have a long conversation with yourself and figure out if you're a Christian or a Jew. And if you're a Jew, hit the road. Stop subverting the faith and corrupting others. Just move along. If you're a Christian, nobody likes lukewarm water. You're going to be spit out. You don't have the salt. You need to stop the satanic name games. You need to get out of the Judaizer cult. And like with every cult, it needs an intervention. And every intervention starts with facts. Fact. Jesus is not in the Old Testament. And this Yeshua is not in the New Testament. Now, we're going to pause so you can go ahead and look in your modern Bible. Yeah, it's not in there, is it? Only two names are used as God's name in the New Testament, God and the Lord, period. And only one name is used for Jesus. Now, I'm going to spell it out for you in hopes that we can break through that Hebrew fog you happen to be in right now. Okay, let's work with me. Let's do it together. J-E-S-U-S, Jesus. And he's not anywhere in that Hebrew Bible, what was later renamed the Old Testament. I don't care how much spell casting you do or weird translations from dead languages you try, it's not in there. You're in a hole, buddy. Stop digging. And it doesn't matter if it's in Spanish, Greek, English, or German. It's always the name Jesus. Now, look, I understand the fascination with mysterious, exciting things. It's human nature. It makes us explore and it sparks creativity. There's nothing wrong with that. So I'm going to share with you something along those lines. Now, this episode is about the name of Jesus. Do you know anything about the earliest known inscription of Jesus' name? It's actually a question that would stump anybody on Jeopardy. Think about it. Where is and what is the oldest engraving, the oldest inscription of Jesus' name in the world? Well, it was found in Syria by two world-renowned French archaeologists in 1870, just outside of Damascus, right around where the Apostle Paul had his revelation on the road to Damascus. They were words carved into the stone archway of an ancient Marcionite church. And the words read, "To our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Good." And carved next to it was the date, October 1st, 318 AD. Now, the words were written in Greek, not Hebrew, and they said Jesus, not Yeshua. It's the oldest inscription in the world bearing the name of Jesus Christ. These are the cold, hard, chiseled facts, my friend, and they are undisputed. Remember, the Jews didn't reject Jesus. Jesus rejected the Jews, and they killed him for it. Don't be led astray by the magic tricks and funhouse mirrors of the Judaizers, because under it is a trap door leading to the spiritual Dead Sea. If the answer is changing the name of Jesus, I don't need to know what the question was. Reclaiming your Christian faith starts with a simple first step. Make that first step figuring out how to say the name of Jesus. Your second step is picking up a free copy of the same gospel preached by Paul the Apostle in the first Christian Bible of 144 AD. This has been Darren Kalama, and we'll see you next time on the First Bible Network.
Thank you.